give a warm round of applause to Hakeem Anwar.
It's good to be back. How's everyone feeling today? Yeah. Oh man, what an amazing space we're in. I love all of your beautiful faces. I also like the venue. I like the sacred geometry in the ceiling. It makes me want to get resonant with y'all. If you guys want to join me, I invite you to join me for three breaths. And then on the last breath, let's get into an om. So let's breathe in once. And again. And then om. All right, my friends. So what the hell am I doing on health day, you know? I'm usually on technology day. Some of you might know my privacy technology company above. Let's get those slides on screen. And I've been doing this for the past several years, running technology infrastructure for activist movements. And I began to think, as I learned about more ideas and saw what was shared, what benefit is privacy if you don't have anything worth protecting? The privacy comes when you have something valuable to share. And that's exactly what I've been seeing today. And I'm honored to share the stage with so many amazing speakers who are really changing the paradigm of health. And it is going to be a massive shift. It's going to see us move away from this caste system where scientists and doctors tell us how to run our lives, and for us to move into an experiential state where we get to try things, we get to experiment, and we get to make decisions for ourselves, and we get to help our friends and family. So let's get into the intro. So I wanted to start with a quote by Nikola Tesla. "The gift of mental power comes from God, divine being, and if we concentrate our minds on that truth, we become in tune with this great power." He was, if you read about Tesla, he was one of the hardest workers of his time, like would literally not sleep and continue on with his experiments and was so solely dedicated to his craft. And I think that's the energy that we need to call out from within us because there are a lot of solutions that need to get implemented. Next slide, please. So today, the presentation I have for you today is dual purpose. I'm going to be giving a little bit of an update on Above Phone and the technology ecosystem, and then I'm also going to be announcing a new project, Above Energetics, which is the perfect intersection of finding technology and its tools in our interaction with our life. How can we use technology to help ourselves? Next slide, please. So first, I'll talk about Above. So in 2023, we got another 1,000 customers onboarded to Above Phone, and that just feels so good to feel the adjacent circles of freedom, spirituality, health, agriculture, regeneration, all align with privacy and want that for themselves and want that freedom in their communications. We've also got 8 major partnerships. We were able to hire 5 new team members. And it feels really good to watch the parallel economy fold out in front of your eyes. Someone who's really close to me and a dear friend and who I wouldn't be doing all this stuff without his help, he actually left his full-time job and he's now working with us. And that just feels so good to know that something we did, not on a whim, but in the hopes that we could change the world, is now providing for us. And we don't have to go into work at a job that's maybe unfulfilling or maybe contributing towards agendas that are not in resonant with our inner purpose. So I'm really proud of that. In addition, we have a lot of new education that just came out. I don't know if you haven't checked out our webinars, but you can find them on learn.abovephone.com. We also released a new privacy laptop, a new SIM card, and we got attacked. Our infrastructure got attacked by what we think now is a state-level actor, but we responded really quickly, and we turned that weakness into strength. And after a stressful week, we have a lot more, plenty of mitigations in place, and we feel prepared for the future. So what a crazy year, and let's go into 2024. Thank you. So for 2024, we're going to give you y'all a new laptop, an improved laptop. In fact, we already have one available. If you go to abovephone.com, you're going to see specials for all of our phones and also this privacy laptop, which has access to more software than you can find on any other machine. It's private, it's extremely customizable, and it's already set up for you out of the box, because that's specialization. You know, we'll do the hard work for you, so all you have to do is turn it on. So I'm really excited for that. We're also working on a new international VPN service, so this will be protecting your internet traffic no matter where you're at in the world. We used to only have one for the United States, but this new VPN service is actually a mesh network. So you can join in from any country, and eventually we can even carve out our own little private spot in the internet that you can't access unless you know about it. So that's really exciting. It's been my dream to have a tech company ever since I was 21 and in the senior year of college, and we're finally getting close to launching our very own web application, which will be a dashboard. It'll be a portal to all of this, these universal internet technologies that I call them. They're like these internet utilities that we're really, we've come to rely upon. And so it'll be one dashboard to take you to any of those software services, whether you're on your computer, whether you're on your phone, if you're on your Above phone, or even if you're not on your Above phone, you know? Because we're not trying to put you in a box. That's Google and Apple's job. We're going to be doing more webinars and community calls and improving our support. And lastly, we're going to bring our community in, because we know right now there's a shift of going, instead of going in for one job, we're all developing a bunch of side hustles, these different revenue streams, and we want to be a part of your support structure. So we're going to decentralize our affiliates program so you can make money for promoting the phone to your friends, and then also you can make money from sharing it with other people who promote. So it's a multi-level affiliate program. So all exciting stuff. But let's get on to the real reason why I'm here today, which was 2 years ago, and I got this random website, and it claimed that it could do something like shoot quantum energy just by me sending a picture to him. And I was like, nah, bullshit. And so all I had to do was take a picture of my hand and upload it. And I was very skeptical, and I just waited. And after a minute, something really strange happened. My hand started felt like I had sat on it for a really long time, and I got the tingles, felt all this energy go up my hand. And for the first time, I saw a tech demo that I could not explain. And it made me realize, like, wow, there is a lot that's being hidden from us, or maybe not hidden from us, maybe it's information we're just not exposed to. And the beauty of the universe and the technology we can use is now coming into the field. It's becoming more accessible. So from then on, I was a little bit more open when being introduced to this technology. And luckily, the very next year, I was introduced to a good friend who you're going to hear from later, who introduced me to Rife technology. And with Rife and also with another technology I'll talk about today, I started on my own path. I was working in, you could call it big tech, for a long time for different startups, and that was a very stressful environment. We just talked about how bad coffee was. You know, it also increases the acidity of your internals and keeps you in a constant stressful state. And that led to something for me that was called adrenal fatigue, which meant I didn't have energy. Like, I would have to take a nap at 2 p.m., and I didn't wake up feeling refreshed. And so that was really challenging, and I had to reach outside myself and look to energy medicine, look to energetics to help me. And by using PEMF on my adrenal glands, near my kidneys, after 3 weeks of doing that, I felt like I was restored, and those effects have lasted till today. And then there's this big concept now of us paying attention to these geopolitical issues, whether it's the war in Palestine or the war in Ukraine, where we're kind of... there's a lot of videos on Telegram, and you get dialed into that. And you almost start to like root for one side and be impressed by the technology that's on display. It's glamorizing war, you know? The internet has kind of done that for us. It's made that stuff really accessible. Well, I thought about it, and I was like, that's not what I want to do. I want to glamorize healing. That's really what we need to do. And that can only happen through peer-to-peer interactions. That can only happen through helping each other. And I think energy medicine is a perfect bridge to that. If anyone who's gone down the conspiracy rabbit hole has heard of or researched things like deep underground military bases or secret government alien packs, they might know this notion that the government or these this hidden technology is at least 30 years ahead of what consumers have. I say, why don't we catch up? Why don't we learn? Why don't we study? Why don't we experiment? Thank you. So that's what this is about. This is about stepping forward into that and sharing some technologies that I've tried myself and find plenty of scientific rationale for. And so if we could go to the next slide. And I have this reclaimer. I'm not a doctor or scientist, okay? You know, I want you to do your own research, and I have references at the end of this PowerPoint that are really, really good, but I feel like energy medicine can help everyone. The technologies described herein are for experimental purposes. They're not approved or emergency authorized, like the vaccines, or things that make men lactate, nothing like that. And so, not FDA approved, and that's a badge of honor in today's times, okay? All right, and lastly, in most countries, you have a right to self-medicate. You have a right to self-experiment, okay? You're not practicing medicine. You're just trying things out, and maybe you're asking friends about it. So it's time to get a little bit more creative about how that works. Next, please. Let's talk about some fundamental concepts you need to understand before you go into energy medicine. So you can see frequency, resonance, energy, electromagnetism, free. That feels good. These laws underlie all human sensory phenomena. Our five senses, and even the senses we don't know about, rely on these concepts. And there was a study done, I'm forgetting the name of the scientist, but there's actually way more than five senses. There's 46 senses in total, and he condensed that down to 32. But there are things like measuring the temperature. That's another sense. There is humidity. There is the feeling of fear. There is the sexual feeling. There is the parental feeling. These are all feelings. These are all vibrations. And that's why this is important. It's the universe is a vibrational field. And so we're all feeling into vibrations. And the question is what if we can get vibrations outside of the body into it to repair the things that we might be missing or to make better the things that we want for ourselves? So that's a really exciting idea here. Let's see. Yeah, so all of our senses, all of our eyes and ears, they're just antennas. And they are detecting vibrations. And I think this is going to wake up a lot of innate qualities in us. I think that the energy weapons that are deployed, and deployed for a reason, are there to subdue some of these hidden senses that we don't know about. Whereas, you know, Aboriginals in Australia, they don't need any instruments to find water under the ground. They can find it with just their hands. So I think a lot of these qualities will be reawakened in us. Let's go next. Let's talk about energy. Energy, in the physics definition, is the ability to do work. When you don't have energy, you don't feel like doing work, right? And there's many forms of energy. And we're constantly converting it from other sources, right? We're eating food. We're getting light from the sun. Now, what if there was a way to take energetics and energy medicine and use that to supercharge ourselves? We're going to learn about that. And all of our cellular pathways, they are transforming these energies that are coming in through the body, and they're using it to do work. So the vibrations of the light fields are being transmitted into chemicals, which are just being sent into nerve impulses. And that's what we call our vision. There's a lot of different examples here. We're going to keep moving. So electromagnetism. The laws of underlying electromagnetism were discovered in the early 1800s. There's Ampere's law, which was discovered by Henry Oersted when he realized that the compasses nearby would wiggle whenever he would send current through a wire. And that is electricity that creates the magnetic field. A moving current creates the magnetic field. Then the inverse to that is Faraday's magnetic induction. That's where a magnetic field, a moving magnetic field will actually generate current through a coil or through a wire. So why is this important? Because our body is a massive circuit. It's a macrocomputer. And our heart is one of the most powerful electrical systems outside of our inside of our body. And it actually generates its own magnetic field. Y'all have probably heard about this. You've heard of electrocardiograms, where there's also magnetocardiograms. And they can detect our magnetic field up to 3 feet outside of our body. Now it makes sense why they wanted you to stay 6 feet away. They wanted you to not be able to communicate in the bioenergetic field. And we have an amazing speaker who actually, their team coined the term biofield, Dr. Beverly Rubik, who will be speaking later this week on Thursday. So I invite you to check out her talk. She's going to be talking more about electromagnetic radiation and how we can protect ourselves. Let's keep moving. Then the second part is frequency. What frequency is the specific vibration. Every atom and molecule has its own specific vibration depending on the charges of its elements or even the distance of the bonds apart or the angles. So every molecule has its unique frequency. And because of this is if you have the same frequency, you can get constructive interference or you can get destructive interference based on the phase. If you are, if there is an object and you resonate, you emit an electromagnetic field with the same frequency, you can cause constructive interference, which will cause it to vibrate faster and faster. So frequency is found in all things. That's the thing. This energetics and electromedicine is the glue that brings together all these different modalities we've heard about today. Sound, light, color, herbs, they each have specific frequencies, which we can replicate with some of the technology I'm going to show you today. And their frequencies can be constructive or destructive. So finding the frequencies that you have within your body and getting the right frequencies from outside could be a massive impact to your health. Let's go next. Resonance. This is the concept of a little energy at the right frequency. Oh, this is just any object vibrating at a maximum amplitude when it's hitting its certain frequencies. So every object has this. And it can be used, resonance is present in pretty much all forms of wireless communication. And also, again, the antennas we have on our eyes and our ears. But things like Wi-Fi, radio towers, they all use resonance. And it's really cool because we can target specific areas in the body by matching its resonant frequencies. An example up there is, that's a kidney stone, really up close. And I don't wish anyone has to pass a kidney stone, but if you ever do, then know that you can use sound waves to match the resonant frequency of the kidney stone and actually break it up inside the body and reduce it 90% in size. So imagine using frequencies to get to places you couldn't reach, like behind the blood-brain barrier, or deep within your organs, that you wouldn't have to take chemical medicine, allopathic medicine, and actually interact with the whole body, but only interact with the part that needs the help. That on the bottom right is one of Tesla's vibrators. No, not that kind of vibrator. He was pretty awesome. He really didn't care about the rules too much. And he took this oscillator, this vibrator, and it would essentially, bang and create a vibration of a certain frequency. And he went out to a steel skyscraper, I think it was in Brooklyn, and it was just the frame of the skyscraper, and he attached it to it. And he found the resonant frequency of the building. And when he matched it, it started to create an earthquake. And that's a story that is pretty infamous of Tesla's. So I like it, I take the metaphor is that if we're going out in the world and we're vibrating at our resonant frequencies, even with a little energy applied consistently over time, we can make a massive impact. We can take the kidney stones of this world, I mean the WEF, politicians, all of them, and just break them in and piss them out somewhere. Next slide, please. Bioeffects. So establishment science, they don't even know that electromagnetic radiation has any sort of interaction. They don't believe it does. They tell us not to worry about it. One example of this is the FCC safety science for cell phones, where they use the SAR, you know, you see the SAR rating for your phones. Well, this is how they measure that. They measure that with a dummy that's around 220 pounds, because we're, you know, we're all 220 pounds and 6 foot tall. And they measure the gel inside their head and how much that heats up, because they think, oh, if it doesn't heat you up like a microwave, it's probably not messing with you, right? Absolute craziness, right? They're only concerned with the thermal effects. But there's been a lot of findings, and countless, and bioelectromagnetic research that show this out. There is plenty of interaction. So let's go to that slide and see. Living systems are electromagnetic. So we can see that there is a scientist named Burr, and what he was doing back in the 30s is he had pretty sophisticated instruments for his time that would allow him to detect subtle changes in electricity and electrical fields. And he was actually able to map out the fields surrounding things like the embryo of lizards or tadpoles. And he was really wild, because he was even able to see the shape of an egg before the embryo had even gotten to that stage. So he noticed patterns in the electromagnetic fields of living organisms, and he was able to detect whether they were in healthy or diseased states. He was also able to see changes in the electromagnetic pattern for a disease before it even presented itself in the physical body. So this is something that's happening at a layer above the physical layer, and that's why it's very important to pay attention to and take good care of it. Then there's also plenty of studies by scientists looking at the meridians and chakra points and finding that there is electrical activity where we see the seven chakras in Vedic science, and also the meridian system in traditional Chinese medicine. That's all real, and it's actually almost mapping exactly. You'll see that electrical activity exactly along the pathways. So I think that is giving them credit for the thousands of years they've been practicing science before us today. And lastly, there's been new discoveries, well, not so new, about Merkel cells, which are cells that typically exist in our fingertips, that can actually put out magnetic fields, and they can sense magnetic fields. And they do this because they have melanin in it. And melanin has iron in it. So when the iron is in the presence of the magnetic field, it will pull an ion channel and cause a nerve impulse that is going directly to your brain. So you can feel the energy of others. And more importantly, the reverse is true. You can use your own conscious thought to generate a magnetic field outside of your hands. And we can heal each other. So that's the really amazing part. Thanks. Thank you. Even more great stuff about energy medicine. So electrical stimulation can regenerate amputated limbs. At least that's what they were seeing with rats. The scientist named Becker and many after him repeated these experiments where they attached, unfortunately to all my animal lovers, they amputated rats and they attached electrodes to the stumps. And normally a amputated limb would just stump over, you'd see scar tissue. But they saw evidence of different biomarkers that were saying regeneration, typically what you would see in something like a chameleon or something with regrowing tails. So that is really exciting. And we've also seen that these electromagnetic frequencies are much faster than their chemical counterparts, and they're much more efficient because they're not exchanging energy and losing energy involved in the countless chemical reactions in our body. So energy signals are 186,000 miles per second. A chemical reaction or a chemical traveling within the body is 1 centimeter per second. You know, which one do you want working for you? I mean, in an ideal sense, you're going to use both, but still, that's why this is the future. Next slide, please. And again, so let's talk about some of this technology that I've been harping about. So the first is pulse electromagnetic fields. This is a device that I think everyone should have in their home, or maybe if you don't have it, you go in with a neighbor and purchase it for yourself, because it is the ultimate best at healing pain within the body, especially when it comes to your bones and joints. So it became a thing in the 1970s after World War II, where we started doing a lot of research on it, and we found that it was extremely effective for healing delayed bone union, they called it. So someone broke their leg or something and the bone didn't heal within 6 months. You could apply pulse electromagnetic fields to it and the bones would fuse again. It's a really big deal. This is actually, weirdly enough, the 35 years after it was became a thing, it was approved by the FDA for a wide variety of purposes. I guess it was just that good. And so it's generally recognized as safe grass. And one of the best, it has many, many therapeutic effects. It's almost countless, the number of different effects, but it stems from reducing the pain and inflammation. So that's where it's most effective. So if you have people in your life that are dealing with chronic pain or dealing with chronic illness, especially if it's at a local spot, maybe have them check out PMEF. Lastly, it's quite affordable. The bigger units cost a little bit of money, but the value you get out of those units over time is well worth it. They're easy to operate. I even have a PEMF unit that I could keep on me at all times and have the paddles on my back. I didn't even explain what it is, but essentially it's an electric current running through a coil, so it's completely self-contained, and that's what generates the magnetic field. And we don't actually have a mechanism of action of why it does all these beneficial things for ourselves and speeds up all the cellular processes and regrowth, but it does. And the unit I have is you can carry it around you at all times, so it's perfect for like a road trip. So I have it running on a 30 milliamp battery and can have it on my back, or I sleep with it overnight, and that's what I did to help with my chronic fatigue that I was feeling at the time. And the benefits can last for years, days, months, years, depending on what you're using it on. So PEMFs is definitely something that we should all be looking into. Next slide, please. Rife. So Royal Raymond Rife, which is the gentleman on the right hand, discovered something about frequency and resonance. He was an amazing man on his own. He invented the world's fastest speedboat that had the record for 60 years. He also invented, I think, the best microscope the world has ever known or has known of in public, which had a 60,000 times magnification. Is still better than electron microscopes today. I think that's just my opinion, but the reason why it's better is because you don't actually have to kill the organism that you're studying to see on it, and you can see it moving in real time. And that's, so he built, he called it the universal microscope, and he was able to see really detailed pictures of things. He discovered many different pathogens, like the cancer virus and tuberculosis. And more than that, he was able to transfer this cancer virus. Yeah, so for the people who don't believe in viruses, well, sorry, you're gonna have to deal with Rife, because he was successfully able to replicate them and move them into other rats over 400 times and then treat those rats. And how did he treat those rats? Well, he treated them by matching the mortal oscillatory rate of those of the pathogens. And so going back to the resonance earlier, when you're matching that frequency and you're getting the constructive interference, the pathogen starts to vibrate at such an alarming rate that it can't even hold on to itself, and it devitalizes and it breaks apart. So this is a way his original machines used a radio frequency carrier wave, and he would send auditory frequencies of the pathogens into the body and into different samples, and he would absolutely get rid of them in all of his samples and his tests. And there's plenty of documentation on Rife if you want to study him. He's a very fascinating person and inspiring. So the last thing that he discovered that I think is really important is pleomorphism, which is the ability for pathogens to actually change. They can bacteria can shift into viruses. Different diseases can shift into each other, and sometimes they encapsulate each other, and they're infected by each other. So that's something he was able to see because he had the universal microscope and was able to see them move in real time. Rife machines today, you're typically going to find the more accessible Rife machines, you're gonna use electrodes, like TENS pads, which you apply to different parts of your body. And then you can actually treat yourself for specific frequencies for different pathogens and start treating them that way. So it's pretty amazing. And the amount of different programs you can find on Rife machines is very, very extensive. If there's a condition you've heard of, there's probably a program for it on the Rife. We're gonna be, actually after my talk at 5:15, we're gonna be doing a hands-on demonstration at a private venue we have around a 10-minute walk away, where we've got Rife machines, We have the PEMFs, and we have other tools too that I'll talk about. We're going to get hands-on for this. So if anyone is curious, please come check it out. You're going to get a free wristband, a free frequency imprinted wristband that can carry on these good frequencies to you. Next slide, please. Scalar. This one is the most mysterious of it, because originally scalar fields were theoretical. Physicists needed to have scalar fields to account for variances in formulas and to solve formulas. And suddenly they started to notice that there must be a thing called a scalar field after doing experiments with morphogenetic fields and blocking sections of cells off entirely from each other. So electromagnetic fields couldn't pass through, but somehow the cells knew that they were close to each other and they were kind of harmonized. So this indicated a presence of something else, and that is the scalar field. Like these are underlying electromagnetic fields. And they carry information and energy, and they can't be blocked by Faraday. And what's the most amazing part is they travel instantly, no matter where you are. They travel instantly, so they're faster than electromagnetic frequencies, they're faster than light. And I think this is part of the technology that was used to actually shoot energy into my hand, and it's also part of the reason why things like radionics works, which is radionics will use something like a witness, which is a piece of DNA, and you can actually treat that DNA remotely, being thousands of miles away, not having to be with that person. So think about how amazing that is, that we can get healing from wherever we are thanks to the help of energetic technologies. It's also very, very hard to detect. So science just hasn't made it to the point where they can detect this. You do need to use your own discretion. And if you want to get a feel for it, if you want to sit in a scalar field, again, meet us after the workshop. Next slide, please. So this is what I believe the future of healthcare is going to look like, and we've had some really great visions from people today, but I think it is transforming. Complementary and alternative care is already a $4 billion industry, at least it was almost a decade ago, and that's just growing. We don't even have to try hard. They're just doing our job for us because they're fucking up so much, you know? And so the future is going to be this holistic health approach, right? It's not this magic bullet. It's not this one-size-fits-all. It's not just energy medicine that is going to get you there, although it may be a part. It's all of these different practices combined together. The breath work, the meditation, the herbalism, the homeopathy, all of these together is what holistic health is. And removing the caste system like I was talking about at the beginning of the talk, moving into equality care where you have just as much of a role in your own health as anyone else does. So that's going to be experimenting on yourself. That's going to be taking your own measurements. That's going to be playing around with technologies. You're going to be in the driver's seat, and that's a really exciting feeling to have. And to be able to talk about it openly with others, not having to worry about that HIPAA bullshit. You know, there's no. It's just friends chatting about their life and health. So we're going to learn a lot through this community discourse. There's going to be a lot of experimentation. There's going to be a lot of sharing. And I think we're going to have to be a little bit creative about how we do it. Some of these technologies are pretty expensive. So, you know, there might be things like collective resources, putting money together to buy units for maybe your community or your neighborhood and getting in touch with a local health center to actually house them there so you guys could use it regularly. Lending equipment to others. Collective trainings. And also the individual nature of it, where it's just going peer-to-peer for people for help and getting instructions on how to use this technology, that's really going to be the next frontier. And I really like this quote by Bruce Lipton. We are in the midst of a very slow shift in medicine, propelled by consumers who are seeking out complementary medicine. Medical establishment will be dragged out, kicking and screaming into the quantum revolution. That's the future. Let's have this. If you're excited about this, if you want to join, if you want to learn, we are going to be releasing courses. We're going to be releasing information on the technologies that we like. We're going to be hosting qualified practitioners in bioenergetics on our new project, Above Energetics, and it's going to be really amazing. And anyway, come up. My partner, Indon, is going to come up and share a few things and also pitch the workshop we have going on, again, directly right after this talk. Let's see, I'm 50 minutes early.
Right on time. Thank you, brother. What an amazing presentation. Can we get a round of applause for Hakeem? Amazing. We actually we met while I was doing a little private Rife workshop, and we've been kicking it ever since, and we've been healing up. It's been really wonderful. So after this evening, we're going to go to a private space. We're going to do a demonstration of some of these technologies. We'll be working with the Scalar technologies, the Rife technologies. We'll also be covering PEMF, the low-level laser therapy, cold laser therapy, as well as some other modalities, doing some imprinting, working with some colloidals, some MMS, some other things like that. So please come and join us and get your hands dirty, and we'll actually see these things up close and personal. For me personally, I'll tell you a little bit about my journey with medicine. When I was 17, my spleen ruptured, and I died, and an emergency surgery was brought back to life, and I had to learn about medicine at a pretty early age. Not having an organ, trying to manually steer my immune system at a very early age, and so that was kind of the awakening for me with medicine. I luckily met a gentleman who was very trained in the arts, traditional and non-traditional forms of medicine, and that's really what got me on my path in my 20s, which was very divergent from many other people my age at the time. And so over the last half of my life, I've been working with alternative medicine. And this is what's really grown a deep passion and fire in my heart to get these technologies out to people, because without an organ, it was very hard for me to continue living my radical teenager-like lifestyle, eating fast food and all these things. I had to really had to wake up really early, like many of us have had to wake up, dealing with health crises, dealing with issues in our life, wanting to help loved ones. And this is really where these alternative medicines come in. And for me personally, this is just something that I feel like we all need in our lives. Like he said, the government has technologies that are maybe 30 years ahead of us. So it is time to catch up. And the thing is I think a lot of us know about these technologies, but just don't know where to access them. We don't know where to get them. And so Above Energetics for us is a project that we see, and this vision that we have is that we want a private, secure, decentralized network for people all across the world to get access to these technologies. When you travel here to Morelia, you can look on the directory and actually find people here that have those tools, and you can get actual affordable, you know, affordable care that's communally sourced, peer-to-peer. And you can also train. You can get an apprenticeship. You can get educated so you can make your own personal decisions to work with these technologies. You can work with practitioners that often are having to silo into their own hustle just to try to do the right thing because they care about people. They want to help people. But we live in a world where the establishment puts pressure on us and doesn't let us rise. And so really what we need to do is we need to collectively lift them off of us, right? And so with Above Energetics, really the vision is that, is to be able to show up for each other, share these technologies, get it out in the world, and actually destigmatize these technologies, because they're actually extremely easy to operate, they're extremely accessible, they are actually very affordable, and if we're pooling together our resources, then we can actually get even, you know, more advanced technologies that we all can have access to. Not one of us needs to purchase it, be the figurehead, but we can actually share them, work together, and heal together.
Give it up for Indon, y'all. So we've got this platform, and we invite you to come check it out, aboveenergetics.com. Right now we have 3 signups. We have our mailing signup, where if you just want to get news and updates, you can sign up to that. If you want to be a full-on member and start getting access to products and services as we roll them out in the next few months, please sign up for that. And lastly, if you're a local healing practitioner or energy medicine specialist and you want to join our directory, join that. All of this is free. Joining our general membership is free, and we can't wait to build with you. The last thing I want to mention again is we're going to be meeting at the Michoacan sign outside at 5:15. We're going to walk over in a group. It's a beautiful day and a short walk over there. We hope to see you there, and thank you for being with us. I love your presence, and have a beautiful rest of your day.
In 2020, as the World Economic Forum announced their vision of a Great Reset for humanity, the Freedom Cell Network responded by launching the Greater Reset, a 5-day worldwide activation focused on inspiring the people of the world to build an alternative vision for 2030 and beyond.
Our vision is one that respects individual liberty, decentralization, localization, and people-powered solutions over technocratic control.
Our first activation launched in January 2021 as hundreds gathered in Texas and Mexico and thousands tuned in online at the height of lockdowns. The Freedom Cell Network gathered once again in May 2021 for the Greater Reset expansion as we broaden the horizons of our movement.
In January 2022 and January 2023, we returned with integration and co-creation, rooting ourselves deeper by integrating the vast knowledge being shared and setting our intentions on co-creating the 2030 of our dreams.
Now, the Freedom Cell Network once again presents the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation in Morelia, Mexico, from January 17 through the 21st, 2024.
Join us for 5 days of community, solutions, celebration, music, education, and liberation. The Greater Reset 5 will include more than 40 top-notch speakers from around the world, live music from our conscious community, hands-on workshops, kids and family activities, and whatever else you can dream up.
Join us in Morelia in January 2024 so we can collaborate and build the parallel systems of the future. Join us for the next evolution of the Greater Reset Activation. Join us for the People's Resets.
Visit thegreaterreset.org to learn more.